This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Tell me about having challenges or setbacks that you didn't expect along the way, and then maybe how you dealt with those. I mean, it's not always all smooth sailing, even in a two-year trek where you grow this fast. What are some things that you had, whether it be inventory or sourcing, or what have you learned along the way that's helped you grow?
It's almost never smooth sailing is what I've learned. You know, the growth in and of itself is difficult. That's been one of our biggest challenges, especially as a subscription business. You know, we calculate our customer acquisition costs, and our unit economics are good based on that customer acquisition cost, but you're always paying for that cost up front. And especially with subscription businesses, sometimes you don't realize the value of that customer a couple months down the road. So, you know, when you're growing quickly, you're pouring through capital, even though you're growing and your revenue is continuously growing. So managing that cost of growth is really a difficult part of any startup, I think. And then on the inventory side too, we have been pretty good, you know, keeping our inventory costs really low because we're a subscription. We can project out what our inventory levels are going to look like for future months. But we've had trouble with, we work with our vendors on an ongoing basis. We inventory a lot of product, and sometimes these vendors will be out of stock of product. They won't be able to fulfill our orders. Or sometimes these small independent vendors that we work with in the pet industry will go out of business and leave us in a tight spot. So managing that process has been a little more tricky than I think we thought it would when we got into it. But like you say, there's always challenges, and you just kind of work through them and keep going.
Tell me how you deal with setbacks. Entrepreneurs hit some real highs and real lows. And what do you do when you hit those lows? How do you come back from that and bounce back quickly?
I just bury my head and cry and then get back to it. No, I think that it's something that is not talked about enough, about how much of an emotional roller coaster entrepreneurship is. I feel lucky because my wife is my co-founder, so we're able to, you know, share in a lot of this stuff, which makes it difficult at some times, but it's nice to kind of have that shoulder to cry on when it's, you know, your significant other. So it's been a great support system that we've had for one another. But I think that, you know, keeping perspective on everything is also important, knowing that even though you may be hitting a low, that you'll bounce back. Also, setting objectives and goals in the short term rather than just the long term, I've found, is really helpful. I think too much of the time people are setting goals quarterly or annually when they really should be looking at goals on a weekly or monthly basis, because that helps motivate you. When you get behind on a quarterly or annually goal, it's hard to stay motivated. But if you have a weekly goal you can't attain, you just move on to the next week. And I think that's pretty important to consider too.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.